Let me tell you a story. A story when I was a little girl, by then I was 6 and a half. And I had been rescued from the concentration camp as an orphan, even though my mother was alive, she remained in the camp. And I was one of a few hundred Jewish orphans who were essentially bartered for money. I don't quite know which organizations financed it. At any rate, one of the things that I learned as a little child when I was essentially between the concentration camp and getting to Israel before it was a state in 1944, I was a child in transit without parents, without anyone to take care of me. So I learned during that odyssey, I learned to trust strangers to help me, the kindness of strangers. And there were several kind strangers, Christians as well as Jews. But en route to the boat that would take us to Istanbul, this is from Romania. I was sent back to Romania. On the train ride to the boat, I befriended a family. And when we got to Constanza, that's the harbor city, there were three small boats. And one of the boats was assigned for the orphan children. And I was told to go on that boat. I refused. I absolutely refused. No matter what, I wasn't going. Everyone else boarded their assigned place and whatever boat. And I was all alone there, sitting on my little valise, crying, screaming. I would not obey. Miraculously, I prevailed. And they let me go with the family that I wanted. Now I have to explain. I had a reason that I was so adamant. I trusted the family to take care of me because I knew I couldn't take care of myself. And I did not trust other children who would bully and whatever. I was little. I didn't grow very much in the camp the 3 years. Anyway, the first night out at sea, I was asleep. But a submarine torpedoed the boat with all the children.
Wow.
There were no survivors. I learned about it the next morning. Everyone was, you know, in shock. I didn't say one word, nothing. I didn't say a word, but I thought to myself, I was right. I was right to disobey. But I also had a pang of guilt because I was glad to be alive. Now, as a six-year-old, I shouldn't have had to experience that. But I'm telling this to the people of Israel, as parents, you have to disobey in order to protect your children. Disobeying authority when they are arbitrary, and even with the boat. I mean, this is an arbitrary thing as to which one, just for bureaucratic, you know, going by the list. You don't eliminate, discard humanity. It's a human instinct. In fact, it's a mammalian instinct. A mammal would protect their children no matter what. And you're entrusting them to the government? what happened? What happened to the Israeli mentality? You know, when I finally got to Eretz Yisrael, which is how it was called then, my God, this was like really, I healed there. This was, they used to call it Eretz Yisrael Yafa. There's a reason for that. People were human with people. There were no billionaires. It was a community. I was embraced by a family. This was my mother's sister. We lived on a farm, an organic farm. That's why I'm healthy. Mm-hmm. I mean that. A little dirt is very healthy.